Does your dog like to play fetch? Mine does, and she is 70 pounds of mostly muscle. One of my favorite things is to go outside and play fetch with my Roxy. Roxy is an English retriever and golden Labrador mix. She's a goldador, and she's big, and she's beautiful, and she sheds a lot. And she loves her ball. She learned how to play fetch as a puppy, and she would bring that ball back, but she never wanted to drop the ball. And you know how puppies have those razor sharp teeth and claws? Yep, I was getting scarred up big time as we would play, and what was supposed to be a game of fetch turned more into a game of tug of war and bite mommy's hands. That game got old quick, and so I had to teach her to drop the ball. She loved to fetch and run like crazy after it, but she also didn't want to drop it. You see the struggle? I finally got to the point where I stopped playing tug of war and would just stand there and tell her to drop it. It took a while, but eventually she realized that the only way I would throw it and the only way we were going to play fetch was if she dropped the ball, sit, and allow me to pick it up and throw it. Seems simple enough, right? But oh, the daily struggle with Roxy not wanting to drop her ball. She likes to chew it and roll around with it, and eventually she'll drop it so we can play. One afternoon we were playing, and as I said, drop it, like I always do, over and over, it's like I was hearing the words for myself at the same time. I thought about something I was holding on to that I needed to drop. Yep. Why is it so hard to drop things sometimes? I think I feel I deserve to hang on to it. It may be anger, it may be resentment, or it could be everyday frustration. But the truth is, if we don't surrender those feelings to God, then sin could be creeping at our door. Sometimes my not dropping it is me wanting to control it. If I let go, it might not happen or look like I want it to. So I'm going to just hang on to it and maybe wrestle with you over it. And God is saying, trust me, drop it. I'll give it back to you. And then some. It all comes back to trust, doesn't it? Do we trust God is good? Do we trust Him enough to drop our anger and pride? Do we trust Him enough to let go of our dreams and believe He'll give them back in a way better than we could have ever imagined? I couldn't help but think of the water-walking disciple Peter. He sees Jesus on the water and he's afraid. Matthew 14:28. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Drop the fear, Peter. Come on out. The water is fine. Jesus is asking us, do you trust me? Then drop it. I'll work it out for your good. I'll give you joy in the middle of it. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, forgive, and show the same grace you've been given. Trust me with it. Drop it. And you could have the experience of a lifetime. When we trust Jesus enough to drop whatever we are holding on to, that's when we begin walking on water in this life. That's the truth. Don't play tug of war with God. You will not win. Drop it. It's way more fun. I'm Lori Klein.